Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Good morning. I'm Albert Morales, your host and managing partner of the IBM Center for the Business of Government. Good government must have as one of its core purposes the achievement of results for its citizens. This underscores the critical importance of performance, accountability, and results in government management and its premise on the belief that citizens have the right to hold federal government accountable for its performance. Today, the U.S. Department of the Interior has evolved into the principal federal conservation agency, managing the protection of many of the nation's special natural, cultural, and historic places. With us this morning to discuss his organization's success in managing performance and delivering results is our very special guest, Dr. Richard Beck, Director of the Office of Planning and Performance Management at the U.S. Department of the Interior. Good morning, Rich.
Good morning.
Also joining us in our conversation is Jeff Smith, IBM's Federal Civilian Account Leader. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
Rich, before we get started, could you set some context for our listeners by providing us an overview of the history and the mission of the U.S. Department of the Interior today? Can you tell us when it was created and what its mission is?
Okay, sure. The Department of the Interior basically has a long history. It started in 1849 and originally had a broad range of responsibilities. And I guess the reason why it was referred to as the Department of the Interior, in fact, some referred to it as the Department of Everything Else, is that if it didn't have to do with affairs of war, if it didn't have to do with something that was happening externally as far as international affairs concerned, it basically started in the Department of the Interior. So things like interstate commerce started with Interior. The Department of Labor basically grew out of the Department of Interior. But along with some of those activities, there was also a lot of land management responsibilities that were associated with the agency. And I think that's one of the things that basically really evolved into where it is today. Those aspects of managing the land across the country and the assets that are associated with that. The Department of the Interior today basically is kind of the capstone amongst nine bureaus, ranging anything from Fish and Wildlife Service to National Park Service, the Bureau of Land Management, the Bureau of Reclamation that deals with water in the West, and we also have Office of Surface Mining, we have Minerals Management Service, Bureau of Indian Affairs. All the Indian lands basically come under the jurisdiction of the Department of the Interior. And I can't forget the U.S. Geological Survey. They provide a lot of the science that helps support the decision-making process. I mean, not just for the department, but basically for local communities as well, too. So now, like you mentioned, is that the Department of the Interior basically has these natural resource stewardship and cultural resource stewardship, also the heritage of the country, our Indian lands, and a lot of the mineral resources, energy and non-energy. And in fact, the secretary basically got a group of employees to put together a value statement, and we like to refer to that as Stewardship for America with Integrity and Excellence. And I think that basically kind of reflects a lot of what goes on in the Interior Department.
Well, that's still a very broad mission that the department has. Can you provide us a little bit more specifics to kind of give us a sense of the scale of the operations, perhaps size of the budget, number of employees, how you're geographically dispersed across all those different bureaus?
Sure. 1 out of 5 acres in the United States basically comes under the jurisdiction of the Department of the Interior. And I can't forget to mention that it also includes insular areas. So when you talk about, for example, Guam, American Samoa, the Virgin Islands, Marshall Islands, those protectorates, those territories, they also come under the jurisdiction of the Interior Department. So you're looking at about 2,400 locations nationwide. We're talking about 70,000 employees, full-time equivalents. We're talking about something along the lines of 230,000 volunteers. Now, those are not necessarily full-time equivalents, but still large numbers of people who are engaged either directly with the department or help out the department and its various bureaus. Size of the budget, direct appropriations are about $11 billion. There's about another $5 billion in permanent appropriations that are associated with the department and its mission. The other thing, too, is that's what's appropriated. There's also about $18 billion in receipts that are generated. You know that Department of the Interior manages a lot of the mineral resources in the country. For those folks who tap into those resources, there's obviously royalties to be paid and such. There's an aspect of the department that basically puts money back into the treasury, into the government coffers. The other thing is that, I mentioned about these mineral resources, about a third of the domestic energy across the country is supplied from DOI lands. There's water for 31 million people, and we have like 500 million visitors come to the public lands, particularly Fish and Wildlife Service, Park Service, and the Bureau of Land Management. And 40% of the land along the U.S.-Mexico border also basically borders on Department of the Interior land. So I think that kind of gives you an idea of the size and the expanse. Yeah.
So with that perspective, can you tell us more about your area and specific role as the Director of Office of Planning and Performance Management within Interior? And what are your specific responsibilities and duties, and what are the areas that fall under your purview?
Well, the key aspect of the office was basically to look at organizational effectiveness, to be a consulting arm for the bureaus and for other organizations, that we kind of keep an eye on what's working, what's not, what could maybe streamline some processes. In particular, what we do is we use the Government Performance and Results Act, the strategic plan, and the performance assessment that needs to be put into the performance and accountability report, and the performance assessments that are done at the program level through the program assessment rating tool that was created by OMB. We use those particular tools to look across what's going on, and not only use that internally, but also to basically convey that externally. You know, a lot of performance management is very introspective on one aspect, because you can see how well you're doing and are you achieving what you wanted to achieve. And then you can also use it in an external way to basically inform the public, Congress, and otherwise what you're trying to achieve, how well you're doing, and to be able to convey a sense of how challenging the mission is, because you may not necessarily meet all your targets all the time. And it's not so much about targets being met or not met. It's about, well, I know I didn't meet my target, but I understand why and what am I doing about it. Under this guise of organizational effectiveness, I mean, the specifics are, like you said, the key responsibilities are to make sure that GPRA is implemented throughout the department and its bureaus, and also, too, we try to coordinate the PARD aspects. But to the extent that we can use that, not just to be reporting, but also to be able to use that information to help improve the decision process, and that's what we're looking for, and to identify places where somebody may be doing something a little easier, a little better than somebody else is, and to look across and say, well, maybe you guys can share that. You know, we just talked about how broad the scope of the department is, so there's a wide range of activities that you can always find something somewhere that
it
you want to share.
Certainly sounds like that. Well, with those responsibilities, what are the top three challenges that you face, and how have you dealt with them?
Oh, gosh, top three challenges. One of the things about the Government Performance and Results Act that I really keyed in on was its emphasis not just on having a plan and doing the performance assessment against that plan, but looking at outcomes. Outcomes are in terms of results. One of the things, as the Government Performance and Results Act came out in 1992 or 3, whenever that was, the focus was on, let's not just look at how well we do our processes, but whether those processes are actually helping achieve results. So one of the challenges is still to get folks to focus on, well, what's the outcome and what's the result? And trying to define results for a government agency a lot of times, that gets kind of squishy. It gets very challenging. The Defense Department, they obviously defend the country. So what's the result? As far as that's concerned, can you quantify it? Can you measure it? So that gets kind of difficult. So, you know, there's a tendency a lot of times to dip back into focusing mainly on outputs and how are we doing on our outputs. And I'm not saying you shouldn't do that, but along with identifying the outputs and how well they work and how well you're achieving them, also want to be able to see, well, how are those outputs working together and what kind of results we're getting from that. So keeping everybody focused on the outcome-oriented, that's a real challenge. The other thing that's a challenge is along the lines of trying to keep a talented staff. The office has got about 12 people in it. At least, that's my office. We work with representatives from the bureaus who have a similar bent or a similar function. We work with them. You know, when resources are constrained, you may find out that you have a vacancy in the office that you can't fill right away or something along those lines, and just makes it challenging to...
It certainly seems small for the diverse nature of what you need to do.
Yeah, you have to tap into as many other resources as you can, but keeping a talented staff is a challenge. The other thing that's also challenging a lot of times is that everybody seems to have a different idea on how to do it. and we find things that we think works well in the environment of the Interior Department and the bureaus, what folks can identify with, what they can use, what they can tap into. And to the extent that we're guided to having those kind of processes in place. That's good, but every once in a while it gets a little over-prescriptive. So we have to satisfy the folks who want to see things done a particular way and then go back and make sure we do something effective. So trying to keep that balance in place, that's another challenge that we face.
So, Rich, I understand that prior to coming to DOI, you actually had spent 20 years at NASA. I'm curious, how did you get started in government?
Oh, gosh. Well, let's start with the academic background. I have a bachelor's degree in biology. What I found I was really more interested in was, what does the science do to affect decision making, especially as far as policy is concerned? So I moved into getting a master's in public administration, particularly in program and policy analysis. How do you help decision makers make decisions? What information do you gather? How do you arrange the information so it's, it helps facilitate them making a decision? Came to government through the Presidential Management Intern Program. I'm sure you probably have talked to folks about that. I think now it's called the Presidential Management Fellows Program. Being I have a biology background and I had the program analysis background, well, NASA was very interested in having people who could help them make decisions. So basically, I started in program analysis, moved from life sciences to earth sciences. Next thing I know, basically, the branch chief of the program analysis division for all of Office of Space Science and Applications. What program analysts do at NASA a lot of times is, well, do the mission objectives match with what you're trying to do with the funding? Do you have enough funding to achieve those things? And then you can't work at NASA without getting some program experience. Working with their Earth Observing System, NASA basically constructs the weather satellites for the National Weather Service, who comes under the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Next thing, I started working on basically helping business processes across all of the Earth Sciences program, and that was the position of director of businesses, and then got the call to move upstairs and try to help guide the budget planning process for all of NASA. The one thing that I particularly got an opportunity to do as we were doing weather satellites, we have a military and a civilian weather satellite program, and NASA operates in the same orbital incline and works in that area too. So could we maybe have some savings by merging the military and the civilian weather satellite programs and do some research that NASA wants to do? And so I found myself now working not just with programs and integrating them, but actually working across DOD, the Air Force, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
Certainly interesting.
And trying to see, you know, well, how can we get this all to work together? And then started to get an interest not just in what's happening between programs and money, but, well, how do we do this organizationally? How do we get organizations to work together? And that worked really well with when I went back to graduate school to get my PhD. The PhD was in public policy with a focus on how to get organizations to work together and to collaborate and still be innovative. So that dissertation research was done just about the same time that this came up. So I got a chance to maybe experiment a little bit in the field. And I'll let you know that now there's an, instead of there being a joint program, there's now an integrated program office in Silver Spring for the National Polar Orbiting Environmental Satellite System. The military and the civilian weather satellite programs are converged, and with a little bit of research being done by NASA. So I got a chance, and that's what got me started more into the not just the budgeting and does it fit with your programs, but also, well, how do you make organizations work? And that fed right into the job at Interior.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you. How does planning and performance translate into better agency results? We will ask Dr. Richard Beck, Director of the Office of Planning and Performance Management at the Department of Interior, to share with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.